Monday's Supreme Court decision to strike down a Texas abortion restriction law is expected to have ripple effects across the country. In Idaho, the decision could make it more difficult for similar laws to get passed. Frankie Barnhill reports.
The decision has pro-choice advocates cheering. In a 5-3 ruling, the justices overturned a Texas law requiring surgical facilities in abortion clinics, while also requiring clinic doctors have admitting privileges at local hospitals. To Hannah Brass Greer of Planned Parenthood in Boise, the decision to throw out these measures sets a good precedent for states like Idaho.
I think the Supreme Court decision is fantastic, and I'm thrilled, but it is a start. It does not automatically erase the damage that's been done in the last decade or more.
Brass Greer says in 2015, a bill similar to one part of the Texas law came up during Idaho's legislative session, but she says the bill stalled in part because of public pushback. Brass Greer lobbies for Planned Parenthood in Idaho and says that in the last 4 years, she's seen an increase in pro-choice advocacy in the state. But to David Ripley of the group Idaho Chooses Life, the Supreme Court decision goes against the values of most Idahoans. He says the Texas laws were a model for pro-life legislatures around the country, and it will now be difficult to pass similar laws in Idaho.
I think this was a victory for Planned Parenthood profits and a setback for making sure that women and girls are taken care of.
Meanwhile, Planned Parenthood continues its challenge to a different Idaho law that requires doctors to conduct an in-person exam before prescribing pregnancy-ending medicine. The lawsuit was filed in December 2015 and is being argued in federal court. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.